Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network's special coverage of the DNC 2024. My big thanks to retired Army Colonel, West Point graduate, three combat tour veteran of the Iraq conflict, former Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, John Tien. Thanks so much, John. But it is now time for the Marcy Minute at the DNC. Today at the DNC with David, two of my very good friends and former bosses from Milwaukee County. David Crowley, County Executive of Milwaukee County. We'll start with you, David. How is your last and final day at the DNC kicking off?
Well, for those who know, every day is a good day. But being here for the last day of the DNC has just been phenomenal. Last night, we had a great time, you know, hearing from Governor Walz himself and just really seeing him really inspire the crowd. And now, you know, being able to go to the convention, going to the United Center to see our Madam Vice President accept the nomination for the presidency, one, is historic within itself. But I'm really looking forward to everything that is happening, continuing to build with many members of the Democratic Party from all across the country. And at the end of the day, just getting my cup refilled and making sure that we continue to bring the enthusiasm that we need to bring to make sure that we can get Kamala and Tim Walz over the hump this upcoming November.
Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting night. David, I hope you have your name on a chair, because if I thought it was packed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, today is going to be off the charts. Madam Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman, what are you looking forward to on this, your last and final day at the DNC here in Chicago?
First of all, hello, Maggie. Hey, David. Hello, listeners. I echo David. The energy has just been phenomenal. Today is a bit bittersweet. You know, the connections I've been able to make with fellow Wisconsinites and folks all across the country in our quest to elect our United States MVP, Madam Vice President, has just been amazing. And I look forward to getting back home, putting boots on the ground, and make sure she gets elected on November 5th. We're just 74 days in a wake-up, as Governor Westmore would say, until we cast that vote to make her the first Black woman, first Asian woman, President of the United States of America. Tonight, I'm looking forward to hearing her accept that nomination. I imagine we will learn a bit more about her journey throughout time in office and what led her to this presidential nomination. And I just look forward to the crowd going crazy. And,
yes.
You know, it's been so historic, and you can feel it down to your bones how meaningful this all is across the country.
Excuse me, Madam Chairwoman, I'll start with you and then I'll ask you, Mr. County Executive, but I'll start with you, Marcelia. I just had on a guest, John Tien. He's served in many capacities across government at the federal level. He's a veteran. And what we were focusing in on is the importance of the rank and file that make up civil service and civil servants in government. I worked for you, I worked for David, and I had a team of 25 legal professionals, all civil servants to a one, that worked for me while I was in government. How important do you know keeping civil service protections in place so that we are promoting based on merit, rewarding based on merit within government, within the administration of government? How important do you know that to be, Madam Chairwoman, based on your experience? You've served for a long time as an elected official.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And civil servants really are the backbone of our government. And it's so important that we keep that spirit of public service, because it's really what makes sure that the goals and the dreams and the aspirations of our constituents are realized. Our public servants, you know, they're responsible for so much. They help, you know, develop our policies. They help to implement our policies. They help to oversee the needs and the services that everyone cares about and needs to thrive in their communities. And so I'm just happy, Maggie, that you had a fellow civil servant on the show that folks can learn more about that role. And I guess while you're listening, I would just, you know, encourage folks who feel that need, that call to civil service. So please get involved, because really, you know, someone like me, I thought, coming from where I came from, the poor zip code in the state, that I wasn't qualified to serve in this capacity. I've been able to meet so many folks across the county, across other governmental jurisdictions who just given that chance, that opportunity to do what they love, to serve people that they love and care about, makes the world of a difference.
Yes, indeed. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, your state, or your local municipal government, Mr. County Executive. Project 2025 basically proposes to gut civil service as we know it in the federal government and put in place loyalists. I don't want people serving throughout government that their primary qualification for the job is political loyalty. I want folks that are good at the jobs. Am I not right, Mr. County Executive?
Absolutely. I mean, you are absolutely right. I mean, let's be very clear. You know, civil service positions, those folks who work in those civil service positions, they don't work particularly for that elected official. They work for the people. And their job is to protect the people of whoever they're representing. In this case, we're talking about the people of the United States. And so, you know, as an elected official, my job is to continue to make sure that I'm doing good by the people that I represent. And I, quite frankly, when I look at Trump's presidency, it's really about how do he put people in position who's going to serve him and his agenda only. And when we compare Project 2025 agenda to the agenda of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, there's a stark difference, because Project 2025 doesn't put people first. It's putting corporate greed first. It is putting the polluting of our air first. It is putting all the things that do not make America great first, and allowing Donald Trump to be really honed in his power for himself. And so our civil service leaders, our bureaucrats who are in office at all levels of government, that's who are protecting not only our government, but they're protecting the American people every single day. And so when I look at the fact that they're trying to get rid of the particularly Schedule S, no matter how wonky it may be, we have to pay attention to this. We have to pay attention to the policies that are on the table, because quite frankly, these are the policies that can make a hell of a difference in our lives every single day and in our children's lives.
Yes. Getting rid of Schedule F scares the bejiggers out of me. Thank you, Mr. County Executive. That was Today at the DNC with David Crowley. I know you got a place to go. Madam Chairwoman, I'm going to ask you to hang on one more second, because I got to share with all the listeners out there this little story. You and I and a couple of our close friends sat in my living room together on the day that it was announced that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had won the White House for the American people. And you and I took photos standing next to my television with Kamala Harris. Madam Chairwoman, my wish for you this afternoon is that you stand on the floor with Kamala Harris, that you get to lend your voice with hers, and that her victory is also partially your victory, as it is my victory, as it will be a victory for every American. Have a great last day at the DNC, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all, keep it locked. We have more special guests coming up here on the last day of the DNC on the Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network. It's popping here at the United Center. Don't miss a minute, folks. We'll be right back.